I know I brought you on the highest part of the pinnacle, but I also allowed you to go down into the deepest part of the grave. But while I, when I allowed you to go into the deepest part of the grave, I went with you. Are you going to remember those days and remember them with joy and love and peace? For you had to go down to those places, the barren places. Why did you have to go there? You had to go there so you could remember that I brought you forth. I did not let you die there. But I held on to your hand. And when you couldn't walk, I picked you up and I carried you in those dark, dark dungeons that hell had prepared to destroy you in. This is the things I want you to really remember. I want you to remember that even though I was in the deepest, darkest valley, the Father who loves me totally and completely never forsook me. He stayed right by my side and he walked me through each and every step, never once allowing me to fall and stay fallen. And then when you remember those times, remember the good times. Remember when the time that you were on the top of the mountain, singing and rejoicing with all of your heart, gladness in every bone in your body. Those were good times, yes. But the world has not even had one iota of what those times are like. The world is in a dark, dark place. And I had to take you into those dark places so you could relate to them when I brought them into the house of the Lord. And now since you've been in the lowest valley and you've been on the highest mountain peak, you know all about me. And whenever you remember, remember my son Jesus, who loved you so totally and completely that he died on a cross for you. And remember, he rose again, ever interceding for you. Remember the good and the bad, my children, for they all formed your life. It was just not the good, but it was the good and the bad that made you who you are today. And as I was with my son Jesus in his darkest hour, I was always with you in your darkest hour. And I will always be with you. Stay in the circle of my arms. Do not leave that circle. And always remember that I am your Father and that I love you. And I will not allow you to stumble nor fall and stay down. But I will always come and pick you back up again. I am love. My word is love. And I want you to be love. I want you to be like my son Jesus and love the unlovable. Do not persecute those who do not know me. Stand in my presence and hold them up before me and watch me move upon them at this given time. I am growing up the dark, dark world out there. I am bringing them into my houses and I am teaching them of my ways. And then they will go forth and they will win many souls for my kingdom. Your work has really just begun. For what is ahead of you is going to take strength, more strength than you have on your own natural self. It will be my strength that will carry you through. So always remember what I've done and how I've brought you forth thus far. You are my beloved ones. Stay the course. Complete the race.
Tonight we'd like to welcome up Sister Teresa Michelli to give the message.
Father, we just praise you and we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done. We thank you, Lord, that you allow us to come here tonight to receive and to give back to you, Lord, all the honor that you so deserve. Lord, the song, what he has done, came deep within us, Lord. It struck the chord of love within us, O God, that you have placed there. And you brought us into a higher place to know who you are and what you have done for us. We thank you for the beautiful word, Lord, that you just spoke to each and every one of us. And Father, we feel your love just pouring down from heaven even now. And we just give you the glory. And we say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Use us, O God. Use this place. Use your people, Father, to bring in the lost that they too should be able to feel the love that we feel so much this night. We thank you, God, that you have poured your glory out this night in this place. We thank you, Lord, for the angels that I see all around the room. And we thank you, Lord, that you have a special plan for us, for each and every one of us. And it's to serve you, Lord, and it's to allow you to pour through us and to bring forth your glory that you so deserve. Father, we thank you for this night. I ask, Father, as I just surrender to you, have your way. Let your precious Holy Spirit just fill each and every one of us, Lord. Fill me, Lord, with the words to give to your wonderful people here this night. And allow us, God, to have ears to hear. And allow us, Lord God, to see in the spirit realm all that you're doing in this place this night. We thank you, God, for the angelic host that I see around each and every one in this place, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, as they are here ministering with their hands upon the shoulders of these loved ones, that God, you would just pour out your grace and mercy, that you would bring them to a higher place, and that you would go into the depths of their hearts and remove all of that, God, that has been holding them down. We thank you, Father, for this time. We thank you for your glory. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have done. And we welcome you, precious Spirit of God. Amen. That song just really, what he has done. You know, I get up here and I really never know what's going to come out. But the one thing I do honestly feel is what Jesus has done for us. And it's not only just what he's done for us, but what he's equipped us to do. And the Lord has, for months and months, I'd be praying, and he would bring Luke 10:19 up to me all the time. And, you know, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And in that, I just want to read, it's 2 Corinthians 10:4, I'm sorry. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. And you have to think about that. Our weapons, when people think of that, I don't think they see the depth of what that is. Are mighty in God. It's God. It's his weapons. He's poured those weapons, given those weapons to us because Jesus went down to hell and he took the keys of hell and he gave all authority to us. Everything that Jesus conquered, everything that he did on the cross, everything he did before the cross in the garden, everything he did when he died and went to hell, everything he did for us, but he gave us the power, the authority. And sometimes we think about it as just in Jesus' name. It is in the name of Jesus, the name above all names, nothing greater. When we say he that is in us is greater than he is in this world, we are saying that Jesus, the person in us, is greater than he, the devil in this world. And I think we need a real understanding of what that means. It's not, you know, I think sometimes people just take the scripture and they're saying the scripture because that's what it is. But until you get it deep within you, the weapons of warfare, until you get that into you, you're not going to have the victory over this life until you really get, it's like Pastor Barbara was saying about that song, until you, it really gets into you. Well, the last song really got into us too. I mean, it just, what can I say but cry? But what the Lord has been pouring into me, when he says a scripture over and over and over, He's not just saying that for you to just, oh, let's say the scripture. You've got to get that deep inside of your spirit, man. You can't say one scripture over and over without it becoming a part of you. It's got to become a part of you, just as you know that you are saved. How do you know you're saved? Does someone tell you you're saved? Or do you know it in your spirit, man, that the Lord Jesus Christ himself has visited you and said, I'm your Savior? Has he come to you and said to you why you are saved? We read why we are saved. We accept it by faith. But I'm telling you, there's a depth that God has for his people. There's a depth of knowledge and understanding that he wants to pour into us. And it's going to take the time of sitting with him. It's going to take that time of fellowship with him and really allow him to go deep inside of you, pour out those old thingings, and allow his living word to come inside of you. That's what I want. I don't want to just read the word and just, this is what the word says, and quote it. I'm tired of quoting. I want to live it. I want to live that word. And I'm going to get there by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to get there. But in this, when it says, for the weapons of warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. Mighty in God for pulling down the strongholds. Who's pulling those strongholds down? God is pulling those strongholds down. But you are to use the weapon. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is his word. The knowledge of God is who he is. And you know the devil is always going to come after the character of God in you. He doesn't give one bit about you. But he does want that position that God is in, and which we know he will never have. But that's all that he cares about. He doesn't care about you. People who serve the devil think they're going to have a great reward. They go to hell. He doesn't even going to even know them. They'll probably be tortured more than the rest. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Do you know when you get those thoughts? This scripture, I'm telling you, this is a powerful, powerful scripture that God has been showing me, pouring into me, speaking to me. When you get those thoughts, you command them to line up. You command them, pull them down to the obedience, taking them captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ. It's his name. They know whose name it is. We really need to get it deep inside of us, what the name of Jesus holds. Everything that Jesus did, everything Jesus did, now is yours. Everything he did. When Jesus spoke, he spoke in Luke 10:19. He's saying to his disciples, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents, scorpions, and all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nothing by any means shall hurt you. When Jesus gave this to his disciples, remember when the 70 went out and they came back and they were so excited, but Lord, even the demons obeyed, you know? They were so excited about that. Jesus wasn't excited about that at all. He wasn't. But when you think about it, this scripture goes right along with it. He's given us all authority. Doesn't say he gives us all power. He gives us all authority over the power of the enemy. So when you are being beaten up, things are coming against you, you need to use the word of God that tells you how to do it. This tells you exactly how to do it. Take authority over all power of the enemy. The enemy is coming to beat you up. The enemy is lying to you about your past. Take authority over that. God is trying to get this into his people. Take authority over what's going on in this world. What's going on in this nation. Take authority over the election. Take authority over everything. Everything. That's what this scripture is all about. It's not about me, myself, and I. God is, Jesus said this to his disciples, to go out in the world, take authority over all the power of the enemy. And you know what is the great thing? The enemy knows it. He knows he has to bow to the name of Jesus. He knows he has to flee when you resist him, turn your back on, oh, it's you. He knows every bit of that. And so when we sit here, you know, I had this picture. I looked at something years and years ago on TV. I can't even tell you how many years it's been, but it really stuck with me. And it was penguins. A mother and a father with a baby. The smallest of bird came and killed that little baby. Here is this tall, and I mean God used this. Here's these tall penguins and their little baby. And here comes this bird. That's what the devil is. You think he's somebody great and big and tall, bigger than Jesus, bigger than you? No, he is not. That stuck with me all these years. For years, it tortured me until I really learned what I was supposed to see out of it, because I'm this animal-loving person. But the thing of it is, we have to see us, who we are in Christ. We have to know who we are. We're not just, the greatest thing we are is children of God. But the thing of it is, as a child of God, you have everything, everything. And until we come into that place and get that desire in us to really learn that, you're not going to learn it. Until you really seek to learn it, Holy Spirit will come and he will teach you. And I don't care how it's been coming. I mean, the word is so alive, and every bit of that word is truth, and it's there for us to live by. I'm tired of this beaten up. I'm tired of seeing my children being beaten up. Well, I just stood up and I said, no, I'm not having this anymore. My kids are getting better. I took this scripture for the truth that it is, and I took all authority over all the demons that are tormenting my family, that are tormenting them with sickness, infirmity, or whatever it may be. I'm done with this. I'm done with, you know, years ago, I was at a women's convention. I just came to the Lord, And this prophetess was there. She came over the chairs to me and she said, aren't you tired of letting the enemy beat you up? And it's taken all these years for me to recognize what that lady was saying was truth. I mean, I looked at her like, well, lo and behold, I got beat up bad. So all of us have, but I'm still standing and I'm still warring and I'm not giving up. But when you think about it, that's a lady that had been walking with the Lord for a long time, was used by the Lord, and saw that in me. I didn't know any better. I was so young in the Lord. I didn't even know what she was talking about. But I just, yeah, you know, I'm going to answer. But in that process, you know, God has been teaching us. Everything that you can get, I call them golden nuggets. I call this scripture a golden nugget because I know now I have the authority over all the power of the enemy. He has nothing over us. We have it all over him. And let me tell you, when you rise up and you decide that enough is enough, you're going to use this scripture. You're going to use all the scriptures that God says, and it's going to come so deep within your spirit, man, that you're going to be really mad at the devil, and you're going to stomp up on your feet, and that's going to be it. And you will see it. I mean, there's so, so much. All kinds of things come to my mind. I remember another time I had this terrible pain. And it was like, God, what is going on? And all of a sudden it came to me. Do I need to ask for forgiveness, Lord? And the Lord showed me something. And when I repented And I commanded that pain to leave me. Guess what left? So you have to really search your own self. If you're going through something, search your own self. Holy Spirit, there's something that I need to ask forgiveness for. You know, I'm just so excited. I'm just so excited because of this. I'm excited about the word of the Lord. And, you know, and then Jesus. Come on. This should happen tonight. Jesus speaking in Luke 16, 17. And these signs will follow those who believe. I believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it would by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Now, let me tell you, Pastor Barbara has been, this is a part of who she is for so long now, and what she wants for this church. I believe it's here. I believe that there's been a birthing in this church already, but I believe that it's already been. How do I even put it, Holy Spirit? It's like it's been under the carpet. It's always been here. It's always resided here. This is a holy place. This is holy grounds. And I believe that as everything, God, it's just like a swoosh comes in. And all that God has lined up. All that I see in the Spirit, all this, Holy Spirit, that's lined up here already. And when the Lord just says, this is the time, you watch what happens. You watch it raise up so quickly in here. It's like it's already embedded in this, in the walls and the floors, and it's here. It really is here. And we're here. We're here to be a part of it. We're here to be the vessels of the Almighty God, to allow. And let me tell you, when people start hearing miracles are taking place, you're going to have to move into somewhere else. It's going to just, unless God does miraculously and expands his place somehow, I don't know. But once it happens, and it's going to happen, I believe the birthing has taken place. I believe it's just residing in the spirit realm, and the spirit realm is one step over. That's all it is, one step over. But it takes us to believe. It is faith that moves God. You know, we know that Pastor Barbara has been talking about this and for years, and there's been, great things have happened in this ministry, great things. I've been a part of the glory being so heavy in here, and you can't even keep your eyes open, let alone get up off the floor. And you just couldn't. But get ready for what it is going to be. Because God says, I change not. But yet, he's an ever-changing God from power to power to power. It's like he's all-powerful, non-stopping. How do I even say it? You know what I'm saying? His power is continuously flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing. And he will give you. He will allow you to receive that. He will allow you to feel it. And then when you get adapted to a little bit of that, here comes another big roll of wave coming in and coming in and coming in. You know, in our home, I used to have a women's group, and we had the craziest times. And people who probably came off the street thought we were nuts, crazy for Jesus. But there, one day, we had the anointing oil in my hand, and some of it spilled on the floor. And guess what? Every time you touched that, it was like you were going to go down on the floor. God used the funniest things to just show us who he is. I'm all powerful. I'm God. I'm God of all. I can do anything I want. Watch me. I love it. Hear God say, watch me. But the girls, they really enjoyed that little spot that was on my wooden floor that never came out. It never came out. We had this old cot we used. I love the way the Lord humors us. Had this old cot. Well, it wasn't old. wasn't dirty old cot, but anyway, it was this little cot. And we were, I had a women's retreat in the home. This cot was so anointed. Everybody wanted to sleep on, get on this one cot. Because once you got on it, you were gone. The things that God will do, he's not this solemn God, you know. He's a God of joy, a God of love, a God of laughter. And how much he must have been looking down at us with that little spot on the floor and thinking, there they go again over that little spot on the floor. But we had the most wonderful times because we expected the Lord to move. We expected him to pour out his love and his glory upon us. And there was never a time that he didn't. Never a time that he did not do that. And just because we expected it and we wanted so much, each and every one of us wanted that. And that's what we want for this church. But not only do we want those wonderful times of signs, wonders, and miracles, we have to be a part to set the people free, that they can receive it. And here's your scriptures tonight. Here's your scriptures. Take authority over all the power of the enemy. Now, I know this church is a church of deliverance, and I know that a lot of people have been delivered and set free. But we're not a part of always what we're not a part of that ministry part here, not all of us, but yet here it is here. We can take authority over all power of the enemy because Jesus said it. Anything that Jesus says, we can do. Anything that Jesus did, we can do, because he gave us everything he did, and he said, even greater works will you do. Now, that should be very exciting to all of us, the greater works, when that happens. I want it now. I want it tonight, Lord. We want it tonight. We want to see the signs, wonders, and miracles to follow the truth of the Lord, his word. I can't help from being excited when the Lord just pours out a truth that he wants us this to be deep inside of us. That every time you feel like the enemy is coming to you to aggravate you, harass you, put something on you, use that scripture. But the word says, it is written. Pastor Barbara said that Sunday. It is written. When it says it is written, Jesus said it. So we say the same. Satan, it is written that Jesus gave us all authority over all your power. And he also said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. You really need to, and maybe you do, but this is what God has given me tonight. You really need to take the word of God and pray the word of God. Do not listen to your own imagination. Do not listen to your own thoughts. Listen and wait for the Holy Spirit. Don't pray your words. You know, some prayers, flesh prayers, go right to there, and they bounce right back down. Unless you're listening to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will always pray the word of God. He will always speak the words of the Father, giving glory to Jesus, edifying Jesus. Holy Spirit will always tell you what the Father is saying. So when I pray, Father, by your Spirit, give me the words to pray, and I will never fail. I will never fail. I don't listen to my own self. Words don't come out of my mouth that are not the Father's for prayer. I don't do dead words, dead prayers. And you really need to listen to that. Really Talk to the Father about that and watch your prayers become more effective. When I pray, I expect it's going to be done because I know I didn't think it up. People say, oh, beautiful prayer. All glory to God. Not one thought came to me. It's all His. And if you wait and you say that, try it tonight. Try it tonight. Father, please give me the prayers to pray by your Holy Spirit. And you will be surprised what comes out of your mouth. And the Father, in the Word, it says, when you pray and you believe that God has heard your prayers, you believe that God has heard your prayers, He will give you your petition. I'm listening. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. My children, you have heard my truth spoken to you this night. It has come from the throne of heaven. From my very lips. I have given you a love message first, and now I have given you my word to defend that which is rightfully yours. You have allowed the enemy to come and steal and rob and take from you the blessings that I have poured down upon you. Before they have even reached you, the enemy has grasped them because he knows my children. Have not heard my voice to take the authority over their lives. I have made you a prophet of your own life. I have given you the very words to speak forth, to bring forth the blessings. I've told you in the past what to say, but yet remembrance fades away. This night, I have given you my word afresh, and I expect you to search my word for yourself and to bring forth the power that lies within it into your very lives. You can conquer all that comes against you because I have equipped you to do so. I have given you the authority to use my name and to tear down the strongholds that have built themselves around you and your loved ones. Take this night and bring into remembrance all that I have said as you go forth this night. Do not allow these trinkets of gold to fall to the ground, for I have prepared your heart to receive these words this night, or you would not be here. Now grasp what I have said to you in my word, and use the authority I have given you to better your life, to pull down the strongholds that are holding you back. You want my power. It is there. I have given it to you. I have purposed in your heart to receive this night. And if you so agree, you will see a change take place. You will see a new dawn dawning on your life. You will speak my word with power, and you will know without a shadow of a doubt that it is truth and that it is your weapon. Take heed, I say to you. Do not shy away. Do not back away. For one step backwards will lead you back into darkness. Go forward. Release my glory that is inside of you already, and allow me to minister to those that are around about you. The callings on your lives are equipped. You just need to be obedient and go forth and not linger. This I say to you this night is my word of truth to you, my children, says the Lord. There's some of you here this night that need the assurance of who you are and who Jesus is in you. You believe in Jesus, but you don't know the power within. And God wants to fill you with a confidence of who he is and why he sent his son to you. I ask you to take heed to what the Lord has spoken through Pastor Barbara and through me this night. This truly is a night of treasures that have poured out of heaven. If you can understand what he is saying to you, if you want to come forward, if you believe that you need that assurance, or shall I say reassurance, of just who Jesus is to you, what he has given you, and who you are. If you don't know who you are in Jesus, if you don't understand how powerful you are to him, you need to really search your hearts and allow God to minister to you. But you have to have that wanting, that desire within you. Who am I, Lord? And who are you to me? Allow the Holy Spirit to minister you. Whether you come up or you stay where you are, it doesn't matter if you open your heart and open your spirit to Holy Spirit this night and listen, really listen to what he wants to say. Holy Spirit is always speaking, and he wants to speak to you this night. Please allow him to do this. You need to know so that you can go forth.